Right into it. Hour number three with Dr. Henry Nyman. Henry and I are here every night for you, doing our best, and we are really honored to have a man of his stature for almost 20 years, I guess, on the program now with us. One of the world's top virologists. He was working on the SARS outbreak. His wisdom is second to none, and no one fools Dr. Henry Nyman. I started at 8 this morning. It's 8 tonight now, Pacific time. I'm still at the desk, trying to stay abreast of this downpour, this deluge of the exploding pandemic. Are they going to call it a pandemic yet, Henry? Or are they still playing games?
No, I don't think they quite got to the pandemic stage. Like I said yesterday, they have this specific definition and they're afraid to even use it. And they've talked about not calling it. Maybe an outbreak. I don't know what they're calling it.
It's all pretty damn silly. Yeah. Meanwhile, thousands of East Asians a day are flying in here on all the major carriers that are based in East Asia. The Chinese airlines are still flying from China directly into Canada. So they're still coming in here. As we talked about last night.
It's not China. Yeah. It's Italy.
Italy's the big Italy. No. Correct.
Italy
we're going
is
there
here.
Next. We're going there. Go ahead. Take it away.
Well, that was one of the revelations. We'll get to the CDC announcement. I mean, the CDC announcement was something that was kind of hinted at in some of their earlier teleconferences, and this MMWR on the CDC's response plans was also cited, but it finally came out today. And the terminology used in today's announcement really left no doubt that, you know, they said it wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when there's community spread in the United States, and the time to prepare for that is now. And they were talking about various ways to disrupt, and I'll get to that shortly. And actually, that was preceded and overlapped with a teleconference by WHO, which really just zeroed in on China and mostly Wuhan and how China has got Wuhan under control based upon how many new cases they have and those declines and what kind of efforts it took to do that, and saying that, you know, the rest of the world has to consider those types of plans. And those types of plans, I don't think, are ever going to work in many of the countries of the world. But we'll get into that also. But since you talked about who's flying into the United States, I got to relay the stories about Italy. And, you know, as you know, Italy was one of the areas where there's clearly community transmission, and once they found that, mostly in northern Italy around the area of Milan, they started testing, and they just started getting positives after positive, and the numbers are, you know, just kind of going through the roof. Let's see, the numbers right now are up to hold on. Trying to pull this up.
There's several hundred.
Yeah, it's up to 322 with 11 deaths. So that's the latest figures out of Italy. And it's now been detected in southern Italy. It's mostly in northern Italy. And the real eye-opener came today, really. It started last night. If you recall, I said that, you know, we might have another Metropole Hotel because he had a physician, a physician from Italy that went to the Canary Islands and basically was positive. Well, and that was somewhat similar to the physician that was treating patients in Guangdong province in 17 years ago. And, on the 21st of this month, is when he checked into the Metropole Hotel and that touched off the international outbreak. And I said, well, this guy, I'm not sure if he was treating patients. He definitely was a doctor. He's from, Northern Italy. And he came to the Canary Islands, and he was positive. Well, since then, his wife is positive, and two other contacts of him in the Canary Islands are also positive. So the cluster's up to four, and it's only been, it's been less than 24 hours since his positive results was announced. But what's remarkable is the Canary Islands are owned by Spain, okay? And just to give a background, prior to his positive yesterday, last night, Spain had only reported two positive cases so far. And both of them have been mentioned on your show. One of them was from the cluster that was in Germany at that auto parts store, and he was an employee. He went down to the Canary Islands, and he was identified as a positive. And then the other was the businessman that went to Singapore, and he attended a business meeting there, and then he went to Paris at the ski lodge and attended a business meeting there. And somebody from the France ended up going to another island of Spain's Majorca, and he was Spain's second case. So going into yesterday, Spain had a grand total of two, both of which were imported. One was somebody from Germany who was there on vacation, and the other was somebody from Great Britain who was there on vacation. And then yesterday's case was somebody from Italy who was there on vacation, and that quickly went from one to four. But that Italy now has nine cases, so they added seven cases, and the seven cases are all from Italy. And in addition to the four that are on Canary Island, there was another case in Madrid. There was one in Valencia, and there was another one in the main part of Spain. So these were all different individuals that were totally separate, and they all ended up in Spain and testing positive. Now, the one in Valencia, I'm pretty sure, I'm not 100% sure, but this person attended a soccer match. And the soccer match was between Valencia in Spain and Atalanta, which is from Italy. And they were playing in Milan. So that person apparently went to the game in Milan and got infected and was identified as positive in Spain. So that was one of the nine new ones from Spain that are connected to Italy. And then Croatia announced their first case today. And their first case was another soccer fan that went to the same soccer game. And when he went back to Croatia, he was positive. So he's the first one in Croatia that's positive. And there are several other fans at that game, which had 45,000 people, and it was on the 19th of this month is when they played. Atalanta won 4-1, by the way. And they have symptoms, and they've been quarantined. So it's no telling how many people from Spain went to the soccer game in Milan and got infected by going to Italy. And so that wasn't the end of it, though. Germany reported a case today that was from Italy.
Two cases France in Germany, report. I think.
It was
25-year-old
France,
female and a 34-year-old male. Anyway, that's what I think.
Okay. Well, one of them was from Italy. And then I thought there were two in France. Maybe it was one. I may be mixing them up. But one of the cases in France was also from Italy. And then the first case in, I believe, Switzerland was also from Italy.
Italy, correct.
They had been in Italy. And then the first case in Algeria had been from Italy. Mm-hmm. And now, just breaking, the first case in Brazil had been in Italy.
Italy.
And so it just, all of those happened today. And if you think about it, the fact that they were all identified today is not because this just started in Italy and they all happened to get sick on the same day and they all happened to go to these other countries on the same day.
Funny how other countries are doing testing, isn't it, Henry?
Right. Well, no, that's what's happened. That's what's happened. Because there was the outbreak in Italy, and there were all of these cases in Italy, all of the countries near Italy decided that they should probably check arrivals from Italy, even if they didn't look Chinese. Once they started testing the ones that came from Italy and didn't look like they were Chinese, they got positive after positive after positive after positive. And I guarantee you that there are Italians that have come to the United States that have not been tested because they're not from China. So
guaranteed. Absolutely.
The point is that this didn't happen today. Today was not the day that all of these people got sick. Today was the day that they all got their test results. And just because a couple of days ago, they realized that they may be getting the virus from Italy. And the same thing happened in the Middle East. In the Middle East, they realized that they may have people from Iran. And when they started testing, Bahrain is up to 23 now, all of which came from Iran.
Right.
All of the countries in the, well, just almost all of the countries in the Middle East have now one or more. Many have multiple. There's multiple cases in Iraq. There's multiple cases in Kuwait. There's 23 in Bahrain. There's the deputy minister of health in Iran,
was
at a press conference saying how it really wasn't as bad as some of the, there weren't 50 dead in one city there. There were, like 15. And there's videos of him, and he's sweating, and he's wiping his brow, and he doesn't look that well. And then they've got an interview where he's coughing. And the interview asks him, "You seem to be coughing quite a bit. Oh, yeah, maybe I should cover my mouth." Well, he's positive. So it's like, and I don't know how many people he had interviews with in the last couple of days to say it's really not that bad in Iran. And and he was certainly symptomatic, and is now in the hospital.
Well, the big story here, Henry, one aspect of the Italian issue is the Tenerife Canary Island visitor from Italy has now resulted in a five-star hotel being turned into the Corona Princess on land. 700 people are now locked down in a five-star Canary Islands Tenerife Resort Hotel after one guest, the one from Italy apparently, tested positive.
Well, no, there's four now. His
four
wife
in the
is
hotel.
Positive and two contacts.
Right.
So there's already four positives at that hotel.
Italy is a super spreader.
They're doing it for one person. They're doing it for four and counting. He was just identified yesterday. His wife was this morning. And they just announced a few minutes ago that two more guests.
I missed that.
Two contacts have tested positive. So there's four that have already been confirmed. And I assure you they're just beginning the testing. And,
so they're going to keep these people locked up like they did on the Corona Princess and get the same damn results. Same thing.
I'm not sure what they're going to do because, they got the results from the Corona Princess, and they know that that didn't work out very well. And
it's not well.
I'm not sure, exactly. The two contacts, I'm pretty sure, are at that hotel. I was going to look the hotel up to get the city that the hotel was in, because Tenerife, I think, is the island.
There's
a city within it, and I had that. I didn't get a chance to look it up, but I think I've actually even got the address of the hotel. But I have to work through and figure out whether the two contacts are at that hotel, but I'm almost positive they are. And so there's really four at the hotel that have been already.
It's a four-star hotel called the H10 Costa Palace Hotel in Tenerife. The city is also Tenerife. It's the island and the city, I believe.
Okay, well, maybe these guys are at a hospital then. They listed another city for the other two, but they said they were contacts of the doctor and his wife, is how they put it. So exactly whether they're at that hotel or whether they've already flown to some other island and are positive there, I don't know. They literally were declared positive.
Okay.
At midnight their time.
The capital is Las Palmas and Santa Cruz de Tenerife. That's the capital. So there are two cities that they made: Santa Cruz Tenerife and Las Palmas. San Cristobal is another city. Santa Cruz is another city. So yes, Tenerife and Las Palmas are cities there, apparently.
Okay.
Most populated island is Tenerife. The largest city on the island is Las Palmas. All right, I finally got it. The capital is Las Palmas and Santa Cruz de Tenerife. So there's the confusion. All right.
Okay, the other two were at the hotel and Adige. So I'm not sure. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Are you saying a different city?
No, that was the name of the hotel. The Adige.
Okay. Well, that's it then. So they are all at the hotel. Yeah, a town on Tenerife. Adige is a town on Tenerife. According to Google, anyway. But that's probably, they're probably all the same. It looks like it's a very little town. So that may be the town where the hotel is.
Mm-hmm.
The
Costa Adige, let's call it Adige, or I don't know, Adige.
Okay, yeah. There I see Costa Yeah, it's the same place as a few blocks away as where the Costa is, and that's probably where they are. Because the hotel would be on the.
After
on the
an
ocean.
Italian doctor on holiday on the island tested positive for the virus on Monday, his wife tested positive on Tuesday, and we got two more Italians who had traveled to Tenerife with that couple also diagnosed with the infections now. So we got four.
So there's four at the hotel, and the hotel is at Costa Azzurra, which is on the island of Tenerife. So
that's how I figured. 700. Lock them up.
Right. Well, you already got four positives and counting. I mean, these are the ones that were, you know, close contact, and they might have even been traveling with them. But the four of them came into contact with at the hotel, including, you know, whoever checked them in or room service or cleaned their rooms and what other rooms they cleaned. And yeah, so it's,
I love these.
There's an analogy there. And,
These comments from the Spain health minister, funny. Salvador Illa played down the severity of the outbreak on the island of Tenerife, emphasizing that all the cases have been imported from abroad and there has not been any domestic transmission of the infection. He assured us not to worry.
Right. They all go back to Italy. I mean, these four are all Italy, and the ones on the mainland are all linked to Italy also. I mean, they had two. Now they've got nine. And that only counts the closest ones to this hotel. It doesn't count whoever they may have encountered at the hotel because they haven't tested them yet. They're essentially just going to take their closest contacts, and then they're going to take contacts of the contacts, and then they're going to get to, you know, the hotel staff or other guests or whoever was in the pool when they were in the pool. Or, you know, so it's just going to go on and on. And I don't think those people are going anywhere anytime soon because they've got multiple positives there. And he was symptomatic. I mean, the earlier one with the ski resort, he was pretty much, I think he was asymptomatic the whole time. He only went to the doctor when he got back to England because he had heard that somebody at the meeting in Singapore was positive. This doctor was symptomatic when he got checked in, and I don't know. I think there's a good chance that all four of them, you know, were together in northern Italy before they went to the Canary Islands, and then they're probably not the only ones from Italy that are at the Canary Islands that just came there independently. So the point is, there were so many positives today. I mean, this was more than China ever did in a single day, where, you know, I think there are six or eight different countries and more people that were all confirmed today. And in many of these countries, it was the first case they've ever had, or at least ever reported. So, and that's because, not because they all got sick today or they all became symptomatic today or they all were symptomatic, you know, 4 days ago and they just got the results today. It's because they just started testing because they realized that somebody from Italy might have the virus. They didn't have to be coming from Wuhan or some city in China or some city adjacent, you know, in a country adjacent to China. They could come from Italy, and the same things in the Middle East. They didn't need to have somebody from China to get a positive. They could have had somebody from Iran, and they started testing, and they got all of these positives. And the U.S. had their kitchen gear and started testing arrivals from Italy. They would find a bunch of positives, too, because there's plenty of people to fly from Italy. I actually had relatives that were scheduled to go to Italy on the 12th of March, and they just called me today, and I said, well, I don't think that's a good idea. And
don't forget about
there's
food,
plenty of traffic. There,
I sent you. All right. I know.
Everybody's getting food. Here's the deal. If anybody wants to go to Amazon and spend $5,000 and get a year's worth of food, they're sold out. It's gone.
Amazon's gone. Huh? Wow.
Well, it's today. I don't know how long the back order is, but that rumor has it. I didn't verify that directly, but I think that's the true story. Anyway, so the reason there's going to be a run on the food is because of the CDC announcement today. And the CDC announcement, basically was very direct. They said that they expect this to be community spread. And they went through the list of countries that, they went to the ones we've been talking about. They said Iran, and they said Italy, and they said South Korea, and they said Singapore, and they said Thailand, and they said Japan, and they said Hong Kong. And all of those countries have community spread. And there's been various travel warnings that have been issued. Tonight, a soldier, the U.S. soldier in South Korea is now positive.
Yep.
And he was not at the same place that a dependent of another soldier in Korea was positive. Uh-huh. So there's at least two different places where military are deployed. And apparently there's a whole series of South Koreans in the military who are at the same bases that the U.S. soldiers are at. They share barracks and they go to the same PX. And so both countries are going to be overwhelmed with cases. And I think they've already canceled some, joint exercises they have coming up because
good idea.
They know
one of the
they aren't going to have
cabin.
Anybody. There's not going to be anybody walking around to be in the exercises. They're all going to be in quarantine. So
that's right.
An
air cabin crew member on a Korean airliner infected now on board. They got that.
And so the point is, once there's significant community transmission and countries actually are testing people arriving from these countries where there is community transmission, then all of a sudden they find that there's a lot of people flying in and that they're identifying, and then there's another whole set of people flying in that they're not identifying. And in the case of Italy, they don't have to fly anywhere. They're in the European Union. They can drive wherever they want. They don't need a passport. And they're
they have
good
a case
to go.
In Austria too, in the Tyrol, I believe.
Right, and that was also linked to Italy.
Yeah.
So that's what it was. I mean, it was like Europe is gone. As soon as today's results were done, it's like all of cities have positives, at least one. Some have, I mean, Spain's got seven. And they're just going to go up because now Italy is found out that it's not just in the north. They got a positive, I think, down in Sicily. And I think there's a couple other places that are not in the north. And they'll start testing contacts of those, or they'll expand the testing. And then they'll find that it's spread there. And that's the point. The fact is that so many different locations in Italy is an indication that it didn't just start in Italy in the last couple of days. It's that they found it, several days ago. And they started testing, and the more they tested, the more positives they had. And that's how they've got over 300 now. And they've got 11 deaths, I believe. So it's not like they're all, asymptomatic or mild cases. The only reason they, got positives is because the only reason they tested them because they were contacts. Some of these people are seriously
in terms
ill.
Of the CDC telebriefing today, what didn't the CDC say? I didn't get a chance to look at the whole thing, listen to it. What did they say about the lack of, you know what I'm going to say, the lack of, so far, the lack of testing What did they say?
Well, they apologized for the kits, and they said that, you know, they're working on getting that corrected, and that...
Wait, they still haven't gotten it correct? That's 2 weeks. They announced two weeks ago.
The kits aren't corrected. They're talking about going to commercial vendors and bringing in additional vendors to provide kits. It's still not clear what happened to the kits, you know, because...
It is a mystery.
A lot of countries have those kits, and they put the instructions for the kits up online in Germany over a month ago. So, I mean, it's a PCR kit, and they gave the sequence that the primers are, and so to go from the sequence, which is public, to make those primers, which is, you know, pretty routine and trivial. I mean, people were making primers, you know, for 30, 40 years now. And so to make the primers and to put them together in a kit doesn't require any new technology. PCR kits have been around. And so I'm not sure, you know, whether they had a bad vendor that did something.
But the bottom line is, for our listeners who don't know, the entire batch of kits, and each kit contains how many individual sample potentials per kit?
Each kit can test 700.
700. All right.
Right.
So all these kits, ladies and gentlemen, were deemed flawed by the CDC probably about 2 weeks ago now.
Right.
And that's
right.
At least the overt reason why there has been no testing and no reporting of new cases in the U.S. Understand, that's the reason.
Well, they can still do some. That's what they said. You know, they can still do them in Atlanta, and you know,
yes,
a little bit of delay to
not
overnight them. And it's just a pain. You know, it's you know, especially if there's somebody that's already got something set up with the state.
All right, let's
labs,
cut to the punchline then. Let's give them the punchline then. So when they do start to test, Henry, and they do get viable kits, guess what we're going to find all over the country?
We're going to find out a whole lot of people came from Italy. and they've been here for a while, and they've never been tested because they don't look Chinese, and they're probably on the East Coast. I mean, most of the cases that have been identified are on the West Coast because that's where, you know, people from China.
That's where they took
up.
They took them from the ship. They took them from. Yes, they're all on the West Coast.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, and basically, you know, like I said yesterday, this does not target any specific group. The cases on the on the Diamond Princess, I don't know. You know, there were over almost 700 last time I looked. There's there's now 36 that are in serious condition of 4 deaths, and they're going to end up being pretty representative of what countries were out there. I mean, half of the passengers were Japanese. But the U.S. had over 400, and Canada and Australia had over 200, and England, I think, had something like 80. And, you know, there's 691 that are in hospitals in Japan, and, probably 4 less than that. But anyway, there were 691 positives, and they pretty much followed what the passengers and crews looked like as far as when they, at the beginning, they were kind of given details as to how many of each nationality were there. And most of the Americans are not going to be Chinese, and most of the Canadians aren't going to be Chinese, and most of the Australians aren't going to be Chinese, and that's almost 1,000 people there, and they all had a fair number that were identified while they were there, and they also have had a fair number. The U.S. has now 40 positives. That's the latest number. The 40 out of the Diamond Princess are in the U.S. that have since been identified as being PCR positive as of whatever they did the test. They did some of them at the end of last week and some of
Here's the point.
This week.
You made it clear. It can be done in Atlanta. Overnight samples sent in. Not being done. If it is, we're not hearing about it. So they're going to wait until they get new kits.
Yeah.
Each kit can test 700 people.
They seem to indicate that they had some of the kits in some of the surveillance places. And so I'm a little surprised they haven't picked up anybody yet. And theoretically, unless they really haven't started, so it's possible the kits are there and they you know have to go through some type of performance test to make sure that you know they're identifying people or there may be a little bit of delay because they're testing those that are symptomatic but are influenza negative. So it may be a little bit to process through that. You know, when do you get the results back on the influenza test? And then how do you, you know, what's the mechanism for getting the sample? Mm-hmm. And you already have the sample and then test it. So in any event, there may be a little bit of delay to actually get a result. So they might already have positives and haven't got the full validation or written up the press release on how they're going to break the news.
You're being very polite. Yeah.
But in any event, they will get positives. They will find out that people from Italy don't just fly to adjacent countries, that they go on airplanes and I'm kind of laughing if they go on airplanes. There was some guy, I don't even know who he was, but he was on Twitter and he was finding it curious that they had positives in Iran. And they seem to have jumped over several countries between Iran and, I guess, China or something. And it's like, this guy has never heard of airplanes. He couldn't figure out how they could get from China to Japan and not get the countries in between. And that's the kind of rationale out there. They've got their little conspiracy all set up, and they're looking for the data to fit it. And if the data doesn't fit their conspiracy, not their conspiracy. Their conspiracy is good because it's theirs. It's the data is a little strange. I wonder why that is. And that's what the guy's tweeting. And he's got a little blue check next to his name. So he's well known enough so that they have to authenticate who he is so somebody isn't imitating him. And anybody imitating him, they have my condolences. they must have some really nice conspiracy theories they're throwing around. So anyway, the bottom line is the CDC came out and said there's going to be a pandemic. And they said that there's preparations. They've got these documents. They've been working on this ever since the 2009 swine flu, in case that got to be more severe. And they have these non-pharmaceutical interactions or something. They got letters for it. But anyway, it's what you do to minimize your risk when you don't have any treatments, when you don't have a vaccine and you don't have an antiviral, and all you can do is limit the amount of contact you have with other human beings. These are the steps. So they're talking about the schools and possibly scheduling smaller classes and have a plan in place and be prepared to actually do schooling remotely over the internet and get lesson plans set up. And the same thing for the workplace. and they should realize that there's probably limitations on large gatherings. And they're,
well, you, you know where this is leading, don't you? This is leading to
soccer games with thousands and thousands of people, like it's going to happen in Milan.
This is also leading to online voting for the safety of the general public. Think about
it. Well, by November, I don't know what the situation is going to be.
Well, there won't be anybody left to vote, so that's settled in that.
The issues.
I'm just kidding. Don't worry.
Worse before it gets better, they're talking about ways to minimize the spread of the virus, and like I said, before this came out, in fact, it overlapped because it ran over. The WHO had a teleconference that started a little bit before this one, but it ended up overlapping it. And they were really talking about, they had sent a task force to China and had data on how many cases they had, and they had visited some of the places, and basically they've seen a turnaround in the cases that it kind of, you know, they've got a curve on when the new cases were and how many they had for each day and how, when it peaked and when it started going down, and what the shape of the curve is for the various cities in China and what they're like versus Wuhan, and some information as to how all the healthcare workers got infected, and that it was really kind of a community thing, a family thing there, that most of the clusterings was really from one family member to the other, and that's how the virus kind of moved around there, whereas some of the other ones here, like the one in Iran or the one in South Korea, that seemed to be a large gathering, and they were both kind of religious gatherings where they had a lot of people, and they had a couple super spreaders, and that kind of got, you know, large groups of people that got infected, and that's essentially what's led to the virus getting out of control in both of those countries, and in adjacent countries now. And the Italian outbreak seemed to be a super spreader, and you know, that's definitely what happened at least one time at a significant level at the Metropole Hotel. And they said that, you know, the outbreaks are going to be a little bit different for different countries. They're going to have different ways they get seeded. But once they're at the community transmission level, it's very difficult to stop it, no matter. And, you know, they didn't really take it to the next level, which is because it's already here. They said, you know, that it's coming. But used the terminology, it wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when. And they said that there was going to be some disruptions, and, you know, there'd be disruptions on employment, there'd be disruptions in schooling. And that, you know, people had to be prepared for that because those were the major tools that they had to work with. It's to minimize contact and limit the spread of the virus, and that the hospitals had to start thinking about repurposing and being prepared to have more pneumonia patients and how they were going to handle that and what they were going to do with the large numbers of cases that they may have coming in, and that, you know, that it would be fairly severe. And Anthony Fauci was all over cable news today, kind of reinforcing the argument, and said that right now there's not community spread in the U.S., but there's enough community spread in enough other countries that it would be very, very difficult to stop it. And in reality, you know, it really is impossible to stop it because it's already here. And once they start testing more, they're going to see the same thing that happened in Europe. As soon as they started testing Italians, they started getting positive.
It's going to be Katie bar the door. It's going to be grim.
Because this didn't just start in Italy. I mean, this is not a new phenomenon in Italy. And what they're going to find is that if they test more people, they're going to find a lot of people that are already infected, and they've been infected. And some of these have been mild, so they never went to the doctor. Some are asymptomatic, so they didn't even know.
What they're doing right now is don't test, don't tell. That's what it is. It's like the
right, and that's the whole world. It's not just the United States. All of these, I mean, the countries I gave you, a lot of them had their very first case. Spain, went from 2 to 9, and the 2 that they had were both imported. Prior to the 7 that they've got, since last night. And they're going to get a lot more. this one soccer game, there were 45,000 people there. And there's already one confirmed from Spain who went to Milan for the game, and one from Croatia for the game. And there's several people at the game that, who were spectators who are in quarantine right now and are being tested. And the word is just getting out. I mean, both of these people were just announced today. The two countries. The first case in Croatia was announced today, and this I think was the first case on
there
the mainland.
We're running out of time, but Henry's right. We're going to see the end here for the time being of probably all major sporting events here in the U.S. They'll be played, but they'll be played in front of empty stands. You're going to see them on TV.
They've already halted. This is, I think, the Premier League Championship or something. Anyway, it's the Championship League. Anyway, it's round of 16, I guess, is what they were in.
Uh-huh.
And I think they postponed all the games that involve Atalanta, the team out of Italy, and I don't know what the status of the team is.
Well, you'll see. No crowds.
Although, right. So they'll just be able to play the games as long as the players don't get affected.
Here's the latest from Germany, just a few hours ago in Germany. Two more coronavirus cases in 2 states. Brings the total number so far in Germany to 18. 18
right.
cases.
Those are the 2 new ones that I mentioned.
Correct.
One of those is from Italy, and the other one is from, I think, China.
There were two. Now, this is all going to continue. All of you should keep that in mind. What we're trying to stay with here is pretty wild, but it's also pretty much predictable, right? So just know what's coming. Prepare. Now's the time. You still have a little window here. Get to Costco. Get to Walmart. Get whatever. Think ahead. Buy things that'll keep, that'll have a shelf life. You should prepare for a minimum 90 days. No, 6 months minimum. 6 months minimum. Better 12 months. Just figure out what you can live on. Even if it's a can of black beans a day, you can live on that. Okay? And if you have Bio Superfood, those capsules have over 15,000 nutrients in them. They're the 4 most potent algaes on the planet, developed by Soviet scientists after Chernobyl to help build the immune systems of the people. It's one of our fabulous products, and I hope you'll consider that as well. And as far as the Allison C goes, just so you know, this weekend we expect to begin receiving our next inventory, and it's going to be sizable. And I'm working very hard to put up a new merchant services account so you can order conveniently, and we'll be putting these orders in the mail as soon as possible for all of you who are interested in that. Okay, Henry, we didn't mention Korea much today except for the American military person that is infected, but Korea continues to explode, I guess, over there as well.
Yeah, and well, they're above 1,000 now. They're up to 1,146 with 12 deaths, and
Wow.
And six in critical condition.
One day ago it was 229. Now it's over 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, and they are doing a lot of testing, but, you know, as you can see by the numbers, they are getting a lot of positives. And it becomes exponential. I mean, once you get to the community transmission level where it's many different locations and it's transmitting from, you know, one set of contacts and then it's contact to contact.
Right. The
virus has a high R naught, and so, you know, one person can infect 3, 4, 5, 6 different numbers that are being thrown around, but
it's volatile,
not one or two.
Very
it's
volatile.
Not one or two.
Yeah.
And so it transmits fairly easily, and they, you know, these numbers, you can see them going up. This is just that these were much, much smaller a week ago. And Italy's up to 322, like I said. And
if the cases double every day, I think you have a million in a month or something like that.
Yeah.
Double every day.
You start doing things exponentially, if you can keep it up, it doesn't take long. Yeah, you can count those on your hands and just keep doubling the numbers and do it 30 times, and you end up with a really big number. So, in any event, that is kind of why they made this announcement, because it was clear that with this many countries having community transmission, it's just a matter of time. And like you said, once they get the kits going and start, I mean, Brazil, there was nothing in South America before tonight. And,
right.
Brazil is somebody that flew in there from Italy, and that's what the problem is. They're going to start finding cases in Africa where their healthcare isn't that good, and you know then if it takes off there, you're going to have lots and lots of cases with not good outcomes, and that's what the concern is. And there's really no reason that isn't going to happen. That's the nature of a pandemic, and so that's why you're seeing the stock market go down, why you're seeing a fair amount in the media and on cable news, and it really stemmed from this CDC announcement that was made this afternoon.
Very good. All right, thank you, my friend. We'll see you tomorrow night. We'll keep at
it. Okay, very good. See you then. Okay, bye-bye.
Good night, Henry. Dr. Henry Nyman, and just wait until they begin testing here. It's time now to protect yourselves, and it's here. They won't tell us, but I will, and we did last night, and that is up as a YouTube video. All right, thank you for being here. Talk to you tomorrow night. It's going to get crazier. Just hang on tight, and I hope most of you have made some efforts to be ready. Talk tomorrow.